There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves if you'd like. You can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the black market and the allegations that one Forbes writer is making here, suggesting that maybe the Silk Road hasn't reduced violence. He doesn't come right out and say that. He just says there's no evidence that it has reduced violence. And then he cites that some people have been using the Silk Road to purchase drugs and then sell them on the black market. So, you know, would that actually reduce violence? I can understand the point that he's making, but the fact is the thousands of purchases that go on the Silk Road, many of them otherwise would have gone on the regular black market. Now, you can make the argument that some people would buy on the Silk Road who would not have purchased on the black market. That you can argue for, but we don't know what the percentages are. There's some sort of percentage of people who would buy on the Silk Road, this underground drug marketplace, who otherwise wouldn't have purchased or wouldn't have, you know, known where to go, for instance, to purchase something in the legit black market or the real life black market.
Right, like they're expanding the drug sale pie as opposed to moving the sale from, you know, sort of the real world black market to the online black market.
Well, and it would be interesting to find out what those statistics would be. And, of course, the only way to find that out would be to survey the Silk Road users, would be to ask, you know, of all of the people on the Silk Road, ask them to fill out a quick few questions long survey and say, did you purchase drugs in the real world black market prior to buying drugs here on the Silk Road?
Because I think that one of these things is that what you're talking about is a person who's sort of buying as an opportunity, right? An opportunity buyer. So when you look at an opportunity buyer, they may very well buy when they have an opportunity in the real world, too.
You mean like if a friend shows up with some cocaine or whatever and right. they want to buy some there on
I
the
tend
spot.
To think cocaine wouldn't. Yeah, maybe. Well, okay, so I mean if it's a party or whatever, yeah, hey, yeah, I'll drop in for $300 or whatever. And I suppose that's a possibility, too. So, you know, you're still talking about it'd be very difficult to quantify that.
The buy-in kind of factor? Yeah, it absolutely would. So I thought it was an interesting story. You're still welcome to comment on that. You can bring up anything that you want as well. Plus, coming up, some interesting stuff happening here in New Hampshire. Of course, we're here as part of the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-oriented people to the same place to get active. Turns out when you do that, you get numbers of people concentrated in certain areas. You can do things that other activists in other places just can't do. And we'll talk about some of the exciting stuff happening in Grafton, New Hampshire. Plus, Mark, you have a story kind of in the same line or the same vein of last night, in that it's another outrageous school-related story where the government schools are cracking down on young people, very, very young ages. What do you have for us here tonight? Another elementary schooler?
Yeah,
trouble?
This is probably younger than what we were talking about there with the elementary schools. I mean, this is a boy. This is from countercurrentnews.com, but this story is all over the internet right now. It's a big deal. School suspends 9-year-old for pretending he had a hobbit ring of power. Aiden Stewart had just watched the third Hobbit movie with his family. I saw it a month ago or so when I was down in Florida in IMAX. When you go to IMAX, bring your earplugs so you can just sort of set them in your ear.
Just to cut it a little bit?
Just to cut the noise just a little bit. It's just too much. They try to make it real, but man, it'll blow your ears out. Anyway, he'd watched it with a family, and he wanted to pretend that he had the ring that could make people disappear, like Bilbo Baggins. But when he brought the toy ring to school, it ended up getting him suspended. The ring...
They showed him who's got the real ring of power, huh?
Indeed. Exactly
we'll
where
kill
is...
kill you, little boy.
Welcome to Mordor, little boy. The ring he brought may not have been the true ring of power, but the Kermit, Texas school where he attended said the pretend Tolkien One Ring was used as a threat against the classmate.
Hmm.
When Aiden told a student that he could make him disappear since the plastic ring was forged with a fictional Middle Earth-bound doom, the school accused him of threats of violence against classmates. These people are so stupid. I'm sorry.
Does that mean that
I can't believe people let their children be educated by these people?
It's ridiculous. Now, I'm curious. Did the boy to whom he was issuing the statement that he was going to make him disappear, did he snitch on him?
We don't have that evidence, but
Was it overheard by someone like a teacher or whatever?
It could be either one of those, but. So my experience with Jack is that
he's 9 years old. I'm sorry to interrupt, but by the age of 9 years old, you'd think you would have figured out that this whole magic disappearing thing probably not legit.
Yeah, but right? What you probably have figured out is in snitch culture that you can get away with getting somebody in trouble. It is fun when you're little to get somebody else in trouble. Oh, look, something's happened. I've done something and something's happened. Stimuli response sort of situation. And what I've noticed with Jack is that his little friends, they're snitching all the time.
Oh, no.
I mean, they just tell all the time.
Oh, wait, this is just him and his friends just hanging out? Or
yeah, what? They're coming to me, you know, hey, Jack did this, Jack did that.
Really? Like what? Like Jack pulled the dog's tail or something? What kind of things are they telling on him about?
Not sharing or, doing or saying something in particular. Half the time, everybody needs to get a turn here. Let's not forget that everybody needs to get a turn. And then the other times I'm like, look, work it out amongst yourselves. And like pretty soon they just don't come to me anymore because they're not getting the response that they want to get. I'm not going, punishments get doled out pretty infrequently at my house. I'm not going to just punish based on
what someone says.
Right, what some kid says based on, whatever. Because I think
how do you know he's not lying?
I have no clue. Yeah. A lot of these kids have the sibling thing going on, and, that stuff's constantly happening when you have the sibling.
Right.
Mama! All that crap. I'm so glad I have an only child and I don't have to deal with that stuff.
Jeez. Were you an only child?
I was an only child, yes.
Okay. But yeah, I would have liked that.
Yeah. How old is your sister?
4 years younger than me.
You couldn't have been, she wasn't really in your world at that point.
Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah? Yeah, she was an annoyance.
Okay, well, not much to snitch on when it's a sister who's 4 years younger than you, though.
Well, she would have been the one snitching on me for things.
Yeah, well, there you go. Anyway, it sounded unbelievable, Aiden's father said, John Stewart, said in an interview with the Daily News.
That is, it was unbelievable that they would suspend him for this?
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, doesn't that sound unbelievable to you?
I just want to make sure we were clear on what he was referring to.
Unbelievable. But Jason said his son didn't mean anything by it. I don't know what he meant or what he didn't mean, but I don't think he meant it as a real threat,
How could he? I mean, he knows that he's not going to make the kid disappear, right? Unless he's just totally delusional. I understand that kids have active imaginations, but no amount of imagining is going to make it so you point the ring hand at the kid and go, Shazam! And
well, it doesn't even work that way. But it doesn't even work that way, right? Like, I think that this is just play was going on. He's creating this fantasy world where he could turn people invisible or whatever. And, for whatever reason, the teacher found out about it. I don't know how. And then decided to make it a big deal. It's really bizarre.
What kid doesn't, create fantasy worlds that they can play in or whatever when they're on the playground and that kind of thing? But, when you're on the playground and you say, aha, I'm disappearing you, that the kid didn't disappear. He's still standing there in front of you. So, obviously he knew that the kid wasn't going to actually disappear, and it certainly does seem like it was a playful thing. I mean, I wasn't there, but just based on logic, it's... doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I wonder what kids can play doing now. It must just all be balls, right? And tag.
As far as imagination, things like that?
Whatever, what they can do on the playground. I remember we had, this was really great fun. We had this, the North and the South. We'd have a Civil War battle.
Really?
At school, complete with sticks as guns and, forts and the whole thing. We had little...
Who won?
Every time it would be different. Just whatever. I mean, it was basically armies.
I shot you. No, you didn't!
A lot of that's crap.
Yeah.
but
fun.
I mean, that was a lot of fun, but now...
That's why they made paintball guns.
They'd have to eliminate, like, they'd have to suspend everybody.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855, 453, what is the most ridiculous thing that has happened at your kid's school? You can explain that or share your story. 855, 453, it's Free Talk Live.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. We'll take your calls about anything you'd like to discuss. 855-453. One young man, 9 years old, brings a ring of power to school, as in, like, from the Tolkien books,
yes.
I guess. And he threatened to disappear another student. Someone overheard, He got reported, ended up getting suspended. You can share your story with us here. Maybe you're familiar with another ridiculous school-related zero-tolerance story. And I guess this does kind of take zero-tolerance to the next ridiculous level. We've been reading these zero-tolerance stories for, I don't know, a decade here on Free Talk Live, and the insanity just continues to build upon itself. And usually the zero tolerance stories have something to do with having pills or a butter knife, or you know, there was the Boy Scout that had his medical kit that had a blade in it, yeah, in his car, that kind of stuff. They usually involve weapons or drugs. In this case, this isn't a weapon. This is a fantasy weapon. This is an imagination kind of weapon. This is something you want your kids to use their imagination, right? Isn't that something good for kids to use their imagination? Well, now the school is saying,
your imagination must fit into our little square holes.
Yeah.
Your round pegs will be pounded into square holes.
Right. I mean, it's just pretty outrageous here. You're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Also, Express Coin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. And you have to use a little bit of imagination when it comes to bitcoins and litecoins and dogecoin, because you can't hold it in your hands. So it's out there on the internet, and it's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Over at ExpressCoin.com, they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, and wire transfer. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com. And they've got an app for your smartphone. You can download that at ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL. You can order up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee when you use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. We've done it, and it's easy, really easy.
Indeed it is.
Presscoin.com. Dave is in Poughkeepsie, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind, Dave?
First and foremost, I hope the New England Patriots win tonight. I hope they win. Right now the score is tied 14-14, and I hope they win tonight.
What are you going to do to make them win, Dave?
Hope.
I'm just going to watch you. I'm just sitting here watching the game. And second of all,
hope harder, Dave.
The what?
Hope harder.
And second of all, last night, Colin.
Well, I think it's really important that you brought this up because, to me, I think that people around the United States really, really care about which group of millionaires win this game.
Yeah, and last night, Colin called me last night about me saying blah blah this or whatever something, and you guys were saying I'm a fake person. No, I'm a real person.
I didn't say you were fake.
No, well, you didn't say it was fake, but you were saying I was playing the part or something. No, I didn't say that.
People have said that. People have called in or responded online and said things like they don't believe that you really are who you say you are.
I believe you are. I believe that what I'd said last night, Dave, was that if you are fake, that you have put in a lot of devotion into creating this character because you've got thousands of YouTube videos that you've put online that anyone can go and watch. One of your YouTube channels is Hudson Valley Guy. Is it the number one?
Yeah, I have two number ones, but I am
Hudson Valley guy.
Yeah.
Number one.
And I am still looking for a job because, I haven't had a job since I got fired from my last job. But I am currently looking for a job. I guess maybe last year or 2013 or whatever something.
Wait a minute! I thought you did have a job. I thought you called like 2 months ago saying you were working at Dunkin' Donuts or something like that.
No, that was just a volunteer. I had to go volunteer for whatever, some stupid.
You're volunteering at
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, some BS volunteer crap.
You were just BSing us. You didn't really have a job. You were lying to us, Dave.
Well, I'm looking for a job. Like, every day I'm looking for a job, you know?
There's a lot of people who say that.
You know, you should show them that video of yours where you videotape the clock that goes back at when daylight savings time. I think that really encapsulates your personality.
And yes, because I am a real person, because you guys are saying that I put in a whole lot of effort into creating this online persona, whatever, but I am a real person. You know,
If this is your real persona, you should put the effort into creating a new one, because this one's really not working. It's unemployed, and it is it bothers people on the internet. Can you make a new one?
The what?
Make a new one.
That went over his head, Mark. Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. JK is listening in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. JK.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
I was just listening to a show about schools no policy rule.
No, yeah, zero tolerance is what you mean.
Zero tolerance, sorry. Yes, zero tolerance. And you guys,
can you do me a favor and back off your phone microphone like 2 inches?
Sure. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it sounded like you were swallowing the phone there. Thank you. That's better.
Okay, sorry. So you guys were talking about a kid who was using the J.R. Tolkien ring as a banishing device or something, right?
That's yeah, something like that, yeah.
So that would have been a recent story, am I correct?
Oh, yeah, this is a very recent story, yeah.
So I have another story. A lot of people, I assume, are assuming themselves that this is a recent phenomenon that these schools have just...
No, it's not recent at all. In fact, if you want to hang on, JK, I'm going to try to see if we can get you on a better connection, because if you're going to tell a story, I'm not going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, you've got this thing about
power to
good audio.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just can't handle bad audio. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll see if we can get JK on a better connection here in a little bit. And yes, Mark.
3 rings for the elven kings under the sky, 7 for the dwarven lords in their halls of stone, 9 for the mortal men doomed to die, 1 for the dark lord in his dark throne. In the land of Mordor, where the shadows lie, 1 ring to rule them all, 1 ring to find them, 1 ring to bind them. Excuse me, 1 ring, 1 ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them. In the land of Mordor, where the shadows lie. That's what he
That's
was wielding.
A nice poem.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. No doubt, J.R.R. Tolkien was very talented and libertarian.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, he gets a lot of credit
I've seen the movies, the 3 movies, the Lord of the Rings movies, but that's all.
Yeah.
I've never read the books.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Would you say the books have the libertarian themes?
I would say the Ring of Power is an analogy, a strong analogy to, you know, the corrupting forces, because the Ring of Power corrupts whoever's
the power tends to do.
Well, you know, I mean, that's a pretty libertarian philosophy in and of itself. Certainly a conservative or...
I wouldn't say that's a libertarian philosophy. I would say that's truth.
It's truth, but the conservatives and liberals are pretty good at lying to themselves.
Let's see if JK's got a better line here. JK, are you with us?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, that's better.
That's better.
Yes, yeah, so go ahead with your story.
All right, so back in, about 99, I was involved, I was in ninth grade at the time, and I was involved with, I had started stretching my ears. My parents didn't really care. They said you can flaunt yourself as whatever way you want, as long as you're not hurting anyone or threatening anyone or anything.
Now, when you say stretching your ears...
This is gauging, right?
Were you gauging? Yeah, were you...
Right.
So you were preparing to...
Right, I was gauging, and I was using fairly obscene devices, but I was just doing it for a reaction, you know what I mean?
Yeah, hang on. I'll tell you what, we'll bring it back, JK. There's more coming up. You can finish your story in moments. 855-450-FREE.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to bring up what you'd like on this live Sunday edition of the program. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us on Skype, where you'll almost always sound better than if you're on a phone. Sometimes a bad phone combined with a bad line or whatever can just make for an absolutely nightmarish sounding call. Take an extra moment, grab the Skype app. I know it's Microsoft. Yes, the NSA is going to hear everything that you say over Skype, but who cares? You're calling talk radio, so people
are talking over telephone lines owned by the government, too.
Right.
You know, owned by, put on government land by companies that have a monopoly arrangement with governments anyway. So
yeah, the NSA can access your phone calls too.
Yeah,
so you might as well just put Skype on your smartphone. And we know that most of our adult listeners have smartphones these days because 60% of Americans have them. So if you've got a smartphone, just grab the Skype app, get it installed, and then send a friend request to lrn.fm.
Go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of the best of the best coffee. It's made by BuzzBucks. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. This truly is delicious coffee. You're probably, it's among the best coffee you're going to taste in your life. It's less costly than buying coffee at one of those, chain stores, the coffee shops. It's less costly than the shops and better tasting than the stuff that comes in the store. It's really a no-brainer in many ways. They take care of your coffee buying experience by shipping it right to your door when you ask them to. You arrange when you want your coffee shipped, how much you want shipped, and they'll take care of it. What they do that's really, truly different, though, is that they allow you, by purchasing this coffee, to give to people around the world. We get some of the proceeds back, and we donate it through Kiva.org, through microloans. And then once those microloans are paid back by people who, you know, maybe they need to buy appliances or get a new plow or purchase some livestock or whatever it is that they need to do, once it's paid back, we're able to loan it again. It's amazing, awesome thing. Just be able to loan stuff to poor people around the world. It's coffee.freetalklive.com to get involved.
Back to your calls and thoughts. Unfortunately, we lost JK. He dropped off during the break there. Would have loved to have heard the rest of his story about zero tolerance, but maybe you have one that you want to share with us. Our toll-free number again, 855-453. Chris is with us listening on the road in Arizona, or Arkansas, excuse me. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing? Great show. First time hearing it, and definitely will listen to you again.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
As a admitted Tolkien geek, I would have suspended the kid just for lack of comprehension. Because the Ring of Power only works on yourself. It only makes you disappear.
Yeah, I didn't. That part I didn't really entirely understand. But you know, maybe what I was assuming was that the play had evolved to the point.
Wait a minute, what good is putting on a ring of power if you can't wield it over other people?
Oh, but just imagine the power being invisible. You know, I mean, I would have got suspended for a whole slew of other reasons in school if I could have been invisible myself, you know.
That's all it does? I have to say, I don't really remember much about it from watching the movies. It
you
just makes
put it on your
invisible?
Finger, you become invisible, and it makes you sort of crave the ring itself.
I see. Huh. That seems like kind of a weak ring.
Just to correct you guys, since I am a geek on this, Tolkien was a devout Catholic, so what the ring really represents is about temptation and temptation of Satan and over humanity and ultimately the redemption of that at the end of the story. So that's,
did Tolkien
that's
say
really
that?
What it's about.
Did Tolkien say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I've heard it speculated many times in sort of libertarian circles that Tolkien, a libertarian, certainly by some of his quotes, you know,
when did he die?
I don't know. Maybe 70s?
It's around 1971, 72.
Okay. Interesting.
He was British.
So, this really doesn't sound that powerful of a ring to me. I have to say I was misled by its
title. I'll tell you how powerful this ring is, Schlub. This ring created everything that exists in sort of the Dungeons & Dragons genre. I mean, the whole thing with dragons and monsters.
Doesn't it just make you invisible?
No, the whole Hobbit, Lord of the Rings thing, that's what Dungeons & Dragons was based on, TSR's game. Mm-hmm. And then everything has sort of come from there, all the art and the storyline. And that kind of thing. I mean, this ring changed the planet. You and your crap about it not being very powerful.
I mean, he actually got it from older mythology, Norse and Finnish mythology is where it really is. You can go back.
Sure, but he was first to market here with you know, sort of in the this world, this new era.
Chris, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No, that's it. Hey, good show, guys.
Thanks for the
listening.
Welcome to the program. You can find us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. And appreciate hearing from you tonight. And, of course, we've got over 150 great radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week. You can learn more about all of those great stations over on our affiliates list at affiliates.freetalklive.com. So if you're on the road and you're not sure exactly where you're at or which station you're listening to, that's always a good way to find out. At affiliates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to pontificate a little bit about some of the advantages of this short-lived committee, or I guess the redress committee at the New Hampshire State House.
Can you explain what that was for listeners who don't know what you were talking about?
Basically, normally at a state house, you can go there and go to one of your reps and get them to try and craft a bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
What this did was it gave people the opportunity to just go and register their concerns with a committee without necessarily trying to get a bill through. Like, you just go to the committee and you say, here are my concerns. What do you think you should do? So it's not so much about laws. It's more about redress, and it's always directed against the government. That was the special thing about this committee.
Right, and they were formed for like a year or two and then basically abolished. So really the redress committee didn't really have much of a chance to do anything more than listen to people complain.
That's kind of what I thought at first, but I found there's a state rep, a Democrat named Timothy Horrigan, who did a really good job of documenting a lot of these concerns. And since he's a Democrat and sort of a progressive, he's not going to agree with me, right, about all this stuff. So when I look at his writing about this kind of thing, I find that he's a good source to kind of confirm what I'm concerned about, or what the redress petitioners were concerned about. So he's got this big list of all these different things. And what his list does is it sort of verifies a lot of the claim of these people who would otherwise be just hearsay, right? You know, like, I've been to some of these hearings. You listen to people testify, and it's like, oh, brother. It's just a bunch of people telling me what they say they saw, and they don't have any video of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But after Horgan gets done with them, and after people like Sandra Keene's one of the other reps, the opposition reps, and you know, the Democrats who didn't like the committee, who didn't really want to be listening to these people, even when they got through with them, you were left with, we still know that this part is true, you know, or we still don't have, you know, the government side of this, you know, why didn't the Child Protective Services show up? Like, what I'm thinking about right now is there was a case where a lady was accusing Child Protective Services. She said that they took her granddaughter away from her daughter, and that her grandson away from her daughter, and her grandson, she said, tried to commit suicide at age 6. Now, I couldn't really go on the air and talk about that if some of this hadn't been vetted. A lot of this information has been vetted by the committee, and so it's not just hearsay anymore. It's actually been gone through, right? And so there is a lot of information about the fact that the DCYF got, you know, really involved with this family, and at least it's there in front of the committee, and there's a record of it.
Yeah, so I went to some of these hearings as well, and I guess there was a chance that they gave the bureaucrats so they would hear the complaints from the average person, and then they would actually schedule a different hearing where the bureaucrats who were being accused could come to respond, and very frequently they did not.
Yeah, like in this case, this was a case where the petitioner wanted to have Judge Bamberger in Nashua impeached for his handling of this, you know, DCYF taking the child, like the Dot Knightley case. She's sort of sometimes known as the unhappy granny. In this case, they apparently didn't show up. And I think Horrigan himself indicated, either Horrigan himself or it was...
Well, the big question is, hang on, Dave. The big question is, will they bring this thing back? It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a free, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll-free here. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to send a contact request. We'll approve it. And then once you're approved there, it's easy for you to call us from that point forward on Skype. So again, that's toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's where Dave is in New Hampshire. He is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Great website, great YouTube channel where viewers can kind of get a window into the world of some, just a fraction of the things that are going on here in New Hampshire. Now, Dave, you brought up something that seems like old news. You're talking about the this redress panel, this redress committee or whatever that they put together at the State House here in New Hampshire. It was the only one of its kind in all 50 states, and the idea was that they would listen to the complaints of various individuals who've been aggrieved by the government, and of course there's no shortage of those people.
In many cases, the court system.
In a lot of cases, the family courts, to be specific, were the ones that really brought people out to express their frustration. And so these panelists, so these committee members would sit there and they'd listen. They could ask questions. And then afterwards, they would have a follow-up hearing where the bureaucrats who were addressed, I guess, in the grievances or in the grievances were invited to respond to those grievances. Many times they did not respond. Dave, I'm curious, what brought this up again? What brought this to your attention again after the panel's been shut down now for, I think, nearly 2 years? Do we have Dave still? Dave in New Hampshire? Dave going once? Dave in New Hampshire going twice? Maybe there's a technical difficulty on his line. We'll see if we can get Dave back here in a little bit. Meantime, we'll go to Alma listening in Tallahassee. Alma, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, sweetie. You know, I don't usually talk to my family very much because I didn't realize till today how dumb they were. But, you know, thank you, sweetie. But there was 11 of us. There's 10 of us now left. But I don't know what's wrong with people. They don't even know what's going on in the world. They sit in this dumb world of their own. You say chemtrails, what is that? You say, who's the Pompeii? They don't know that. You say ARP, they don't know that.
Well, those are conspiracy theories. I mean, how could you expect anyone to know about that stuff?
Well, Georgia Guidestones is not conspiracy. It's real.
Those things are real. That's certainly true.
They exist.
These are esoteric ideas. I mean, if you ask them who's in the Super Bowl, they're going to be able to tell you that.
Tonight for sure with chicken wings in their mouth.
Right. Yeah.
And I hate sports. I just hate sports.
Well, that's why we're here. We're here for everybody who either hates sports or hates listening to the sports. Because in theory, you could actually watch the Super Bowl and listen to Free Talk Live.
I communicate with y'all because I don't know anybody's got any sense besides my son. I'm going
But Alma, we know some of the stuff you're talking about, but we don't believe in it necessarily. Like, we make fun of the chemtrails people on this show.
Oh, sure. Well, come over here in my house and go out in the yard and see if you won't die.
You're still there, aren't you?
Don't go in the rain and don't go in the wind.
Alma, you're still alive. I mean, there's no chemtrails. It's just people missing.
I know around me are sick as dogs, as I tell them. Don't go.
They're drinking the Florida water. That's the problem. Jeez.
I know you're not drinking this good Georgia water when it comes out of well, you know, because we live on a spring in where I live.
Oh,
I mean, we
lucky.
Have springs.
Is it the Fountain of Youth?
No, I haven't found it. Good God, when you find it, please send me some. My son has a bottle of it he got from St. Augustine, but I always kept going to drink that.
You know, Alma, I share your concerns. I think a lot of people that listen to Free Talk Live share those concerns that people
got their head in the dirt and they won't listen to nothing.
Well, yep. I mean, it's frustrating, but really all you can do is be patient with them.
Talk
I mean,
to
it's
people like y'all and hope you'll listen to me a few minutes.
There you go. And we can do that. And I thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. How do you solve that, Mark? How do you solve the problem of people being ignorant?
I think that people have to... Okay, so all you can do is bring to their attention some sort of injustice that is going on in an area that's important to them. You really... Other than that, there's not much that can be done, right? I mean, that's just sort of the end of the story. It has to be something that's important to them, and if it's not something important to them, then there's not really much you can do.
Yeah, and I think you have to be patient as well. I mean, people, they have their lives. They're very busy in their lives. They have things that are important to them, and that's what they focus on. And it's not a bad thing, necessarily. In fact, some people, I think there's a good reason to not pay attention to, like the news, for instance. I don't pay that much attention to the news. I mean, I just go and look for what's interesting to me.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. I don't care.
There's a bunch of liars out there perpetrating a bunch of crimes against the American people.
Yeah, lying, thieving, extortion. That's all going on, but I haven't drilled down into it to really learn the nitty-gritty, and I'm not really particularly interested.
Once you find it, all you're going to do is believe the same things you've already believed, which is that Washington's full of a bunch of liars and thieves.
Yeah. People and, you know, give them the opportunity to kind of find something that you find interesting, but at the same time, don't push it on them. And the best thing you can do, I think, is just be patient with them as they encounter the state in their lives. Inevitably, they're not going to like it. Because when the state gets involved in your life, they are going to destroy something of yours. They're going to destroy your time at the very least. They may destroy your life directly by putting you in a jail cell or taking your kids away from you or, you know, something else like that. And then all of a sudden, the person who previously was only interested in what the will all of a sudden be very, very interested in knowing what you've been doing all these years.
Yep. It certainly will.
But in the meantime, if you love liberty and you care about freedom, then you should just move to New Hampshire, where you can actually be around people who understand what
already
freedom
can.
Means. Like Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I believe we have him back here. Dave, can you hear us now?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
And we hear you. So what was it that, 2 years later, after this grievance panel had been shut down, led you to bring it back up here tonight? I'm curious.
That was the first I'd heard of this particular case, was where I was seeing Facebook posts by Dot Niley, who has a blog and raises concerns about her grandson, who was apparently stolen from her daughter by the Child Protective Services. And I was just ignoring it pretty much at first because it's just, as far as a Facebook post, is just hearsay. But then I realized her case had been heard by the committee, and so there was some independent information out there instead of just what was coming from her. There was independent information I could go to kind of verify parts of her story.
How did you find that independent information? Is it online somewhere?
Yeah, if you go to TimothyHorrigan.com, it's better than independent because it's Timothy Horrigan. He's
a Democrat. He's a progressive. He doesn't.
Isn't he known as Horrible Horrigan or something like that?
Well, some people don't like him. I like him, but you know, some people, a lot of people don't like the way he thinks, and I guess I don't really like the way he thinks. But he provides like an opposition viewpoint. He's the opposition to the complainant, right? The woman who has these concerns. And maybe he wouldn't automatically see himself as opposition, but he's still a relatively pro-government person.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I watched a lot of these hearings, and I was there physically for them, and he was very critical of the people who were complaining at these hearings, and clearly was more likely to believe what a bureaucrat would say than what the victims of the bureaucrats would say.
That's why he's so credible, is because mm-hmm. he verifies, your opposition verifies you. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
yes,
for sure.
But anyway, yeah, he's got a huge list of all these different hearings that have gone on. This was one of them. I thought it was really useful information on this particular hearing. He's got a list. He explains the majority findings here. He has a copy of them. And the majority found that, you know, like the DCYF refused to show up. They had all these recommendations for limiting the DCYF and starting a subpoena process so you could make these people show up. And it's just fascinating to watch how, you know, these summaries of how things went with each of these hearings and what they were trying to do and how much progress they were starting to make. I think it's just, you know, if they're not able to come back into session and do this kind of thing again, if they really are dead, it's still useful to watch how close they got.
Well, I mean, close isn't quite good enough. I mean, it didn't get this woman her kid back or her grandson back, and ultimately, it just made it so that people spent a bunch of time in front of this panel that was then abolished. I mean, maybe it will come
back.
Didn't
this panel see the situation where Judge Burke accused Ademo of
I believe they did.
Threatening him? When, yep. And, you know, on the video, it's clear Ademo didn't, but they didn't really do anything about it?
I forget what happened with that, Mark. I mean, basically, some of the complaints got to the point where the opposition was invited to come in. They did not in most cases. I don't think anyone came in from the court. You know, Judge Burke's attorney didn't come in to
right.
speak to that.
I didn't
anything.
See it as very useful. Once I saw that situation just sort of play out, I just wrote them off as useless.
In theory, in the future, they could have been given subpoena powers, as Dave was suggesting. There had been a proposal for that, but instead of that happening, it was abolished entirely. And maybe it'll be brought back. It just depends on how the political winds change there in Concord. It is a more Republican group there, and it was kind of a Republican-led thing in the first place. So I suppose the possibility exists that it could make a return. It was the only thing like it across all 50 states, so
yeah.
It was fairly unique. Thanks, Dave, for your call tonight. That's Dave from RidleyReport.com. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.